know, maybe some of you, it might be kind of old stuff, because we go back and look at the past and what brought us to where we are today and what we've done, what we've accomplished. And hell, man, I'm proud. I'm really proud. And there's a lot of you that have helped to make it that way, have done it, made it worse. I got some stuff on my mind all the time that really troubles me. And one of the things that I kind of back away and see, if you're going to build an ethanol plant or open up a new project, you better damn well be ready to support the sale of the product. Does that make sense? Yeah. I know of some projects that are just building ethanol plants and they don't want to go to the fly-in and example, they're just going to produce more. One thing this country don't need is more ethanol that we can't sell. Does that make sense? I think so. And then my second beef, farmers. You know, all of farmers are good, but farmers haven't supported this industry. They just don't seem to want to realize how. And my question is, how can we help, and how do we get the farmers to get them to recognize what this industry has done for them? Farmers aren't using Limon ethanol in their vehicles. They're supposed to. They should. I mean, to me, it makes a lot of sense. And I think this you know, we're into this E30 program, and I'm so glad for the organization. You know, I think we're kind of growing our projects and getting to E30. And I want to tell you just a little bit about my own situation. I've used high blends of ethanol in my last 6 cars, and none of them were in a pickup. None of them were flex fuel. And I've run all the way from E40 to E60, and I've traveled 600,000 miles or more. I can prove that. And I've never had a problem. Does the world know that? And I've saved thousands of dollars. You know, does farmers know that? They think it's for somebody else. How do we get to these farmers? How do we get these farmers? They should be our biggest, best customers, right? Well, anyway. And then the last thing that bugged me, I watched TV one night. And here's this AAA guy testifying in Congress. And saying that, E50 is going to ruin every engine on the road. You know, I'm ready to stand up and say we can use E30 in every automobile, every vehicle on the road today. E30 is you can use, it works, it's perfect.